In Brandon with Coach and General Manager Mark Lamb. Coach, your thoughts on the 6-1 win on Sunday over the Wheat Kings?
Well, I really liked our game. I thought we played a real solid 60 minutes. We got some scoring, which we haven't done. We created a lot of chances, put a lot of pucks on net. And the happy part about it for me is Lowry didn't score, and we had other guys that were chipping in. So maybe they can get on a bit of a roll here. That's what happens when you don't score, and you finally get that one. Streaky scorers can keep it going.
Well, an important moment in the game, I would guess, is midway through the second period, because you're only up 1-0 at that point. You've had all sorts of chances again, just like the game in Medicine had, and they're not going in. Only one of them had. And then to get the goal from Bewes on your third line and then get a couple more, I mean, that seemed to be a real point in the game where, I don't want to say the pressure came off, but it was a sense of relief a little bit, like, all right, the puck's going to go in a little more for us.
Yeah, well, you know, when you haven't been scoring, what I liked about it is we didn't change. We didn't, I thought we created more on some outnumbered rushes. I thought we played the right way. We didn't try to do too much and turn the puck over, and we just stuck with it as we have in the games that we weren't scoring. And if you keep that mentality and keep doing the right things, you're going to score goals, and that's what happened.
How do you think this hockey team's been able to do that? Because you've been through this at other points this season, whether it's not getting enough goals or playing games where you lose by one but you're playing well and you're outchancing teams. I mean, it's the kind of thing that can easily frustrate and take a team off its game, but you know, you've said so many times you guys have played a consistent brand of hockey all season, even though there are all these situations sometimes that can throw a team off mentally.
Well, that's how you have to judge your hockey team is on how you're playing, not so much on wins and losses. You can play bad and win a hockey game, but if you consistently play bad, you're going to lose a lot of hockey games. And if we talk about it, we have great veterans. The leadership part is they really believe, and you can see it when they go out on the ice. They just keep sticking to it and playing the right way, and it makes us a hard team to play against. And the goals will come like they did the other night.
We talked about this on Monday in overtime, but how much do you think establishing the identity that you did last year helped lead into this year, and that you guys just play this way, you play this brand of hockey, and it allows you to sort of play that consistent stuff?
Yeah, it really helps, but it's it takes a long time to create that mentality and that type of structure, and we're still not there yet. We really like some of the things that this team does, but goal scoring has been a problem, and it's something that we're trying to figure out as we go here. And when you get winning some games, you can get some rhythm, you can get some confidence. But what we can't ever forget is how we play defense. That's our bread and butter, and we got to keep doing that.
One adjustment you made in the last two games was Coda Gordon onto the line with Ryan Moser and Graham Black, and they've generated the most scoring chances, I think, of any of your lines in those two games. And why has that worked?
Well, I think they complement each other with their speed. Black and Moser have played a lot together, and off and on, Coda's been there. But Coda's, he can really see the ice, and if those guys can use their speed, and he can get there and pass, and really, really good cycling down low. So it seems to be a fit, and I'm hoping it can stay that way.
Well, yeah, the goal scoring hasn't been quite the same level as we saw from Coda last year, but it seems like he's found another side of his game in terms of setting up plays. The other day, being able to find Ryan Moser on the doorstep, and his passing game has come a ways, I think.
No, I agree. A lot of people look at that and just his goal scoring and saying he's not up to par where he was last year, but he's point-wise and production-wise, he's ahead of last year. He's really had a lot of chances, and they haven't went in for him. And last year was one of you get on a roll, and like I say, we got 9 games left here, and if he gets on a roll right now going into playoffs, that's the thing about our hockey team. We have to play good, to get in the playoffs. So, you talk about it's not, turning the light switch on and just playing good once you get there. We're going to have to be playing good. And when we get into the playoffs, we'll be playing good.
You've got Brandon again today, a team that after you beat them 6-1, of course, are going to be hungry for a better effort. What do you expect of them? What do you think are some keys to this matchup?
Well, they're going to have a way better effort. They won't be happy with the way they played. The outcome, 6-1, for all the reasons. They're going to come in and play hard. You know, I think it's Kootenay wins the game and they lose the game. They're out of the playoffs, so that's the situation they're in. And they're going to be playing for pride. They're going to be playing for jobs next year, and they're going to be playing. They got guys that are really highly touted, and they're going to be playing for the scouts. So you can never underestimate a team that's you know, that's just about out and take them for granted. Even though we won 6-1, we've had a lot of success against them this year. It really doesn't matter. It's just you got to prepare for every game and come and play.
Is that something you have to emphasize as a coach before a game like this, after you're so quickly coming off a 6-1 win, or do you feel like your guys know that?
No, we talk about it all the time. We don't. You have to keep them aware. We don't want to get content. We're in no position to get content, and we haven't proved. You know, we have a lot to prove to a lot of people. We, you know, when you miss the playoffs for a year, you have to get your credibility back. And until we, you know, keep winning and get in the playoffs, we're just another team.
All right, thanks a lot, Coach.
All right, thank you.
Broncos coach and general manager Mark Lamb. Starting lineups next on the Eagle 94.1.